Moroni is absolutely airborne, which is probably difficult to imagine literally, but his horses are absolutely flying at the moment, and he's had the best back half of a spring you could possibly imagine. Can he go one more time at Pakenham with his two runners in the cup? How are you, Mike?
Yeah, actually, Kiwis are flightless birds, aren't they?
No, that's right. I've always been curious about what clipped the wings of the Kiwi. I guess they just their bodies are too fat and their wings are too small.
That's right. They got long beaks too.
That's right, yeah. I know you're a very laid-back character and you take everything in your stride, but you must have been really proud of your own performance and the performance of the stable and therefore the staff for the pretty much the last half of the spring. Was just fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, look, a bit unexpected, to be quite honest, too, because we had a few luck go wrong. We still have a bit of trouble with our boxes from the flood. So, the horses have performed the way they've done has been a great tribute to the staff, because it's been a lot of work and a lot of frustrating work with all the water around for us. So, no, a really good job. And, you know, we sort of went into the spring thinking we had a nice enough team without saying, you know, when you lose Tefane didn't come up in the spring. We lost to stud early. So you lose a mare like that, it was going to make, you know, things a little bit hard. But no, they certainly performed out of their skin.
Does it tend to be... it doesn't seem to make sense that it is, but when stables are in form, it tends to be infectious from one horse to the other, like a collective lift. Did you find that was the case, that all the main ones rose at the same time?
Yeah, you do. You do find you have your runs. You do have your runs, and this is probably a little bit seasonal. When the better races are around, you've got your good horses in, and then you've got other times where you haven't quite, and it's just a matter of trying to get the mix right is a key to it. But, you know, we like for argument's sake, I think our record prize money-wise is something like $6.5 million for the season here in Australia. We've already won close to $5.5 million, so... we just had an enormous spring, and you know, and run second in the Melbourne Cup. You know, it would have been a long way bigger if we won the Melbourne Cup. But certainly
can't have everything. Don't
you
like that?
No, you're right. But this goes to show how much money there is around. You know, I think we've won the 21 races. So as long as we've gone and won a bucket full of races, we've won a nice amount for our size team. But you know, there's some nice money around on offer.
You going to splash a bit extra on the table for the staff Christmas party this year?
I always deal with the staff all the way through. They're about to get a nice little amount out of from the owners of Rocket Horse, because everybody got paid out their stake money yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a nice amount being set there for the staff, which is great, you know. So certainly Tefani's owners were good as well. We sort of usually get a bit of a sling out of those Group 1 wins and pass it on to the staff, and then we give a little bit out of Christmas time as well, so out of our own coffers. So that's the way we've done it, and that does certainly help you to keep the right staff and that sort of thing. And it's a really big team effort. I've always been someone that, you know, my assistant trainer gets a percentage of the prize money, so it's always sort of a like carrot for them and that to get in and see if we win as many as what we can.
That's fantastic. Reading about alcohol-free and the horse, not any lifestyle choices we might make, that auction in Europe overnight, 5 million guineas, and now alcohol-free, who's the winner of the July Cup's going to go to the Waterhouse Bot Stable, and Alan Kerr is going to your stable. A lot of imports come to the country, Mike, don't they? But some have a more of a, you know, an attraction than others. And Alan Kerr is an absolute star. He's in a super elite horse, and I don't think at the end of his, you know, there's still a lot of fuel in the tank, and he's just a beautiful horse as well. Is this as exciting an import as you could possibly have imagined getting your hands on?
Yeah, I think so. Look, because he's probably the leading 10% in the world of weight for age, mile plus horses, I would think, on what he's done. And they're hard to get hold of. They don't usually go up for sale. That's the first thing. So to think that we've ended up with one of them, and we were lucky enough to be there at the right time. So, look, he's got to still come out here and do it, but he does look the right horse without any doubt. His form reads terrific, and he's a lovely horse. Like Paul was part of buying him as a yearling. So he's a gorgeous horse, and yeah, looking forward to him. He's actually in the air as we speak, actually.
It's a Christmas present coming. There, Christmas present on its way.
Yeah, you're right.
Is the risk that not all of them adapt, no matter how good they are? Some of the lesser horses become stars. I'm thinking of even a Hartnell type horse, and then or Galo Shop, and then some of the ones who have big CVs for whatever reason don't adapt to the nature of our racing, the stop-start tempos and so on. Do you think Alan Kerr's got enough strings to the bow to adapt to our conditions regardless?
Yeah, I think so. He's a horse that races on the speed of it. And quite capable of doing that. So, you know, I think those are the ones that, a little bit like Last Ammonium, is the same. And it's, you know, those ones that can adapt to the Australian conditions. And I tend to think that in England and France in particular, they tend to lick along at a reasonable tempo for staying races, they do. So hence they used to go in that sort of speed and being relentless at it. But look, he'll come with the problem of still being a stallion. That can be a problem in itself because you've the easy part's sort of behind them, and that is that they've stayed colt screwed all this time, and as to whether they can do it and race on as older horses is a question. So, and when you're sort of paying the money we did, not that we paid, by any means the sort of money that's been touted around in these sales now, but like he's really cheap compared to what I've seen through the ring of late, so we were lucky. But in saying that, you can still geld them and win the money here without any doubt. But it'd be nice to think we could keep them the entire to start with anyway.
Oh, it'd be nice to not geld him. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Milford, well backed. An indication of just how well the stable's going. That Milford were really well backed last week and got the money. And Sound, who probably just did enough in the Zipping Classic to warrant having another crack in the Pakenham Cup. What do we make of these two, Mike, in the Pakenham Cup?
Yeah, look, we decided we'd nominate, and as long as we were happy with them, we're going to run. We're through most of the decision-making at the moment, and that's, they'll both take their place. Their bloods are perfect. They've both come through it. Sound was just out here about 10 minutes ago, and he's like a five-year-old stallion prancing around and carrying on. He's really full of himself, and another boat's come through it. Well, look, our theory behind Milford was we tossed around about him, but he's had that one place in the New Zealand Derby, and other than that, his other mile and a half races have been inconclusive. So we thought that we'd give him a try now while he's up and fit, so we can work what we're going to do with him autumn, winter, or next spring. And that's the theory behind doing that. And Sound's getting to a stage where, is he up to Sydney's a Tancred or something like that, the BMW, possibly not now at his age. So, we get to a stage where we make a decision about him. So we might as well run now for the sort of money. And each run we get close to making a decision about racing future.
All right. Hey, just one last one before I let you go. My old mate Chapada, he ran really poorly the other day. Was there an excuse there?
Look, we fear the only thing we can put at the end of, we end up having to put a screw in a joint. We were sort of banned from racing here. We didn't want to do it, but it was something they wanted us to do, and I think he's raised the gallop since. So it's disappointing because he had a big future still in front of him, but when you want to run a Melbourne Cup and that sort of thing can happen, you're up for that.
Might be all over for Chapada.
He's going to be retired now. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, he's been a lovely horse anyway. Should have won that bloody derby too, but let's not talk about that.
Yeah, you're right. That's all right. It's behind us now.
Yes.
The next derby winner.
I still think about it sometimes. Anyway, hey, good on you, Mike. Well done with what you've achieved so far this spring, and fingers crossed for Saturday.
Okay, thank you.